Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
How do you like tennis with, how do you like female tennis with the out-of-control grunting noise? You a fan of that when it happens?
I'm not opposed to it, I guess. It's, I don't know.
This story is pretty good because the gal that was doing it, when you hear this, you'd be like, wow, that's sort of hot right there. You laugh now, Bob. I'm going to play it for you in 2 seconds.
Who's going to play it? You or Brian? Because Brian has. Do you have it?
No, I got it. Oh, okay. I spent time editing this because it took some editing. Right. Ash Barty is the name of the Australian Open, the Aussie female player who was in a match against Arina Sabalenka in a match that was marred by criticism of Ms. Sabalenka's constant grunting. That's what they called it in the wire copy, grunting. When you hear it, you might say, that's not grunting. Not least, that's the sexiest grunting I've ever heard.
There's always the post-shot exhale of air in tennis. It's just
something
you live with because the crowd has to be quiet in that sport. Every other sport, you don't hear people exhaling and grunting because people are screaming.
But basically in women's tennis, they're all trying really hard. They're all giving a big
yep
when they hit the ball, but only a handful through the years of female players have been the kind of screamers, the grunters, the exhalers, like this gal.
Well, remember 30 Rock, Kenneth?
No.
He talked about his mom and uncle. He walked down. He was hiding in the closet when they took a grunting nap.
Oh. A grunting nap. I don't remember
that. That was the last time I hid in that closet.
All right, here's the audio, and you can judge for yourself.
Deciding set. Her award for it. It's 3 match points.
Okay. That's it's not the typical grunt that I'm used to hearing. It's a little If I didn't know this was tennis, I'd go, what's going on?
Who mixed sex sounds with a tennis match?
It's called out.
Not so pronounced.
No, the first one was
obviously, love to see Ash play well tonight.
I'd like to hear these.
Get down that one right there. Come on. Listen to that one right there.
Yeah, that's a little beyond grunting.
I don't know about you, but my peenie just went. So here's what happened, because the hometown crowd at Rod Laver Arena in Australia, they were really rooting for her opponent, Ms. Ash Barty. And so they started to mock the grunting, and the match referee had to intervene.
What did she say?
I couldn't tell. It was something about, like,
she was speaking Australian.
Right.
Yeah.
Get your binti and a bunty, please. Ladies and gentlemen, during the relic, please something.
During the rally?
Oh, yeah, it might be at the rally.
I think she says calm down.
Rally. Rally.
Yeah, you're right, rally. Ladies and gentlemen, please, during the rally, please.
Do not scream.
Speak. Do not speak.
No, do not scream, I think.
Boy, that took some, you guys
some
killed
real
me on
processing
the,
power, didn't
you
it?
You killed me on the, both of you killed me on the interpretation. Cause, what?
What, huh?
Translation, not interpretation.
Do not speak or scream, one of the two.
Spreak, lighten. It sounds like a spreak. It's right in the middle, yeah.
And there's someone. Did you hear that one at the end?
Yeah. And she's losing control of the
that
crowd.
Dude got
you're losing the crowd, that, lady. You're that, losing the crowd.
That dude got walked out, right? Yeah, security went right to his seat.
It's a tennis crowd.
You're leaving.
But it's an Australian tennis crowd. So
right.
Are
you
they
and
unruly?
Dingo going to walk
they,
me out of here, eh?
Are they? Yeah.
And then one more guy's like, woo!
Deciding six. The reward for it is 3 match points.
This can't be the first time.
That is damn hot right there. I'm sorry.
Can't be the first time she was, you know, confronted about this or heard about this or got blowback.
No, probably not. Over the years, there's been one or two other examples of players like this, and it does become an issue. I think Monica Seles was a known grunter. Hers was more guttural, though.
Yeah.
Twas more like the grunting nap.
We've had grunters before. She's kind of a moaner.
Sexual, yeah.
Kind of a...
Boy, wouldn't it be horrible if she just switched those two sounds around in her life? During sex, she sounded like she was playing tennis.
Right. What if you were with somebody really hot, Brian, but they made the weirdest, most disturbing sound?
Well, let's put a name. Let's give her a name. Charlotte McKinney.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
the night
McKinney.
Has finally come. Here
and
it is.
Charlotte McKinney, yeah. And yet she... made the weirdest Sleestackian sound.
Do you get earplugs?
While performing the natural act.
Like a throw-up sound? Or
the worst sound you've ever heard. Like two stray cats fighting in a back alley.
I don't know.
I guess like Wild Bill Hickok when he said, and I will put up with it to play poker.
Exactly.
You will put up with that sound.
I don't see you walking away for that reason. Yeah, I just don't.
No, I was watching a thing on some fighter pilots yesterday, and it was an old man talking, and he gave this really serious line, and then he cracked himself up, and it was this kooky laugh. It's like, wow, that really wrecked the mood of that, so I don't know what your other scenario would do.
Yeah, well, it's like girls that have a really... weird laugh.
Laugh, yeah.
That, like a surprise weird laugh that you don't know about, and then you're like, oh, wow, where'd that one come
like
from?
Like Jerry said, Seinfeld.
The Elmer Fudd laugh.
Like Elmer Fudd sitting on a juicer. Yeah, that's how he described her laugh.
I don't remember that one.